outward symptoms as described as works of the flesh in Galatians 5:19. Without providing a person with a new heart would be like putting a Band-Aid on cancer. In other words, Galatians tells us the works of the flesh, and we cannot correct the works of the flesh without the Spirit of God. And when we try to do it on our own, it's only like putting a Band-Aid on cancer. The sin will continually to grow. Man's mind has been blinded to spiritual matters. 1 Corinthians 2:14 say, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So he considers the spiritual matters of lesser importance. A man that has not the Spirit of God dwelling in him, he does not understand the things of God. It seems to be foolishness. He does not know the things of God, because the Spirit is what discerns and help us to know and understand the Spirit of God. So because a person has not the Spirit of God, the spiritual things are not important, of no importance to him. He has a carnal mind that is an enemy of God, and therefore he cannot please God. His conscience has been dull, so that he is not sensitive to the Spirit of God. And that's according to Ephesians 4:19. His will has been defiled so that he cannot do good if he desires. Even man's best effort and his high achievements all are like filthy rags in the sight of God. God is righteous and holy. We are sinners. We are separated from God. Jesus Christ, who was God in the flesh, died for us, paying the price, the sin of death, taking our sins upon himself. Because he died, we have the opportunity through God's plan of salvation to become righteous and holy, enabling us to have a relationship with God. When sin is taken out of the way, then God can have a relationship with us. Romans 7:19 tell us, say, for the good that I would do, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. So Paul is depending on self. The things that we do not want to do, we end up doing them. If a person has not the Spirit of God in him, he wants to do right. Every day he'll get up and say, I'm not going to do this anymore. But because of sin, he'll go back and do the same thing over and over. Paul said, that I would not do is that I do. So I'm asking you and telling you today, sit down and take a time and do some soul searching. I want to tell you that being baptized and going to church, having your name on the church roll, does not make you a born-again believer. So many people are in the church. They got baptized. They never repented. They never stopped doing the things that they were doing. And they don't realize, even though your name is on the church roll, you're still a sinner. And I often tell people, I do not want to go to hell through the church. God is getting ready to come back and get his people. And if we have not the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside, we cannot go back with him. There's a brother in our church, Brother Michael Bernstein. He often tells us, when God come back, he's not coming back and calling for the individual. He's not going to call us by name, but he's going to call for his Spirit. And when he calls for his Spirit, all the born-again believers will get up. But if you have not the Spirit of God today, sin is a weight and you will not be able to get up. Take time and do some soul searching. It's not just about going to church and having your name on the church roll. We have to be born-again believers today. We have to have the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside. It will lead and guide us into all truth today. Take your time. I plead with you to take your time today and just do some soul searching. Be sure you have the Spirit of God in you. Because so many people, they are baptized. They go down a dry center, and then they come up a wet center. Because nobody took time to tell them, you have to repent before you go to God. Ask God to forgive you for all your sin. Ask God to come in and dwell in you.
I do hope you enjoy this program. If you would like a copy of this message or would like prayer, please call 318-473-4539. Please join me at this time next week. Remember, God loves you. Bye.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. Last week we talked about the importance of reading the Word of God for yourself. And I liked it. And this is my whole program is about reading for yourself. You see, people will tell you anything, and just because you hear it from the pulpit, and even some things you hear read from straight from the Bible. If you would read the Bible for yourself, see, you can't understand what God is talking about just with one verse. And a lot of times, people will lead you down the wrong way by picking out verses to say what they wanted to say. You can find verses in the Bible to say almost anything you want to say if you take time to do that. But you need to take time to listen to what Paul says in 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved, a worker rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, if you, if he tells you to rightly divide the word of truth, that means that you can use the word of truth for an error. So in other words, what I'm trying to get people to do is to read the Bible for yourself. Never mind what the, and listen, we got some good preachers. Don't fire your preacher. Don't fire your pastor. And if you can help him, help him. But if he won't let you help him, leave him alone. Because Jesus says to let the blind lead the blind, and they both fall in the ditch. But if you are going to be responsible for yourself as well as the pastor or your leaders or whoever. That's why I said I'm not anxious to become a leader in the church, because of the fact that I don't want to be responsible for people being destroyed when they could have been saved because of what I said or what I told them in the church as a leader and led them astray. So I say to anybody, and this is to the preachers too, read the Bible for yourself and don't depend totally on what somebody else said. Not that sometimes some people can drop some jewels in your life sometime listening to other preachers and things and reading books and things like that. But let the final judge of what you read be the Holy Bible, which is the Word of God according to what we believe. Now, if you believe that and not pay so much attention to what they say, what the world is saying, because this world is well, we can call it slowly, but the Bible calls it quickly, coming to an end. We are living in the last times. You may not see it, but we are living in the last days. Now, that's been said even back when in Peter's time, he said that. But it also explains that a day in God's eyes is as 1,000 years to us. And 1,000 years is as a day to God. So, and God is not slack in keeping his promises. But he will keep his promises and whatever. And you can believe that by reading the Bible and seeing things that's happening now that were written years before, even before Jesus was born as a man. Years before Christ were written, things are happening right now. These things the prophets did not understand because they were not written for them. They were written for us in these last days. But if we don't read it, that's going to be on us. If somebody tell you where to read it, and I got boosted from a job of teaching once, because it wasn't a job, it just something I was doing in the church, because of the fact that I said one night that I can tell you where to find it, I can read it to you, and I can quote it to you, but I cannot make you believe it. Now, whether you believe it or not is on you. You see, Brother Gadsby don't want to be responsible for what you believe. Brother Gadsby is not going to be responsible for what you read, because if I tell you the truth, as Paul says there in Galatians 4:16, I think it is, if I tell you the truth, does that make me your enemy? And people will hate you for telling the truth if it don't coincide with what they've been taught. See, what you've been taught is what you're going to believe. And what you've been taught is not always true. Even if Mom and them did say it, a lot of what they said was true. And I wish I had my old great-grandfather around now to talk with, because he understood some things that I didn't understand and probably would understand some things that I don't understand now. I didn't see it when he was telling me, because these were things that he had experienced. See, life stays the same. Situations in life change. But life is still the same, just like God's word is life. He said, I change not. So now, if we want life, especially this everlasting life we talk so much about, we must know life and try to live it like he says live it. For us. Now, we're not all to live. We're so busy trying to be holy according to the church. Don't smoke, don't drink, don't do this, don't dance, don't drink a beer. Even at home, you can't drink a beer. I know you ain't saved. I see you smoking them cigarettes and dipping that snuff or whatever, you know. But the Bible says that Abraham, which is the father of us all according to the Bible, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. You'll find that in Galatians, I think it is Galatians 4:17, somewhere along there, 17:18, somewhere in Galatians chapter 4. I'm not reading today, I'm just talking. And like I said, if we believe God and do what God says do, for us to do. Now, God's not going to hold me responsible for what you do, and he's not going to hold you responsible for what I do. Because according to Romans 14:10, he says we all have to face the judgment seat of Christ for ourselves. And Paul repeats just about the same thing in 2 Corinthians 5:10. We all have to face the judgment seat of Christ for ourselves. He's not going to hold you responsible for what Papa did or what Mama did and all that stuff, like it says there in the Old Testament. The children's teeth would be on edge because of sour grapes that the parents ate or something like that. But that's no longer so. We are living under a new covenant. That was an old covenant. But this covenant has been renewed, amended, or whatever you want to call it. But some of the things that were back then don't apply to us today. We have a lawyer, a counselor, and he is the son of the judge, which God is the judge.